2024. We thank you for what you did in January 2025. We thank you for what you did first day of February. Lord, we are here this morning, the second day. Have your will, Lord. Do something new in our life. Do something wonderful in our life. Transform our life, O God. And let us experience in a new way and in a new dimension. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. I want you to welcome somebody by your side. Let's appreciate our choir as we are doing that. Appreciate this choir. Hallelujah. Look for somebody and say, you are looking nice. That you appear different than the way I used to see you. Tell them they are looking sharper today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a feeling. I got a feeling. Everything gonna be alright. Our time is fast spent, but I'm going to just start this topic.
Yerushalayim Adonai.
Malim rotokata. Libre tokotokata kabaha. Lord, we worship you this morning. Lord, we worship you this morning. Eko kante koto brakoto. Litunda ya bali koshagala. Lord, we honor you this morning. Eko brata koto brekekedo. Le kakasho bali kanda akoro brekekede. Litunda la bali koto legegede. Thank you. We honor you. We worship you this morning. Have your way, oh God. Do something new in our midst this morning. Do something supernatural. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus this morning. I've got that knowing something will be all right this month. It will be all right this month. It will be all right this month. In the book of Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8. This month is our month of raising. May heaven raise you in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I'm praying for somebody. You have been raising people. When you need somebody to raise you, million will be there to raise you. You'll be helping people. When you need one help, 10 will be available to you. You have been there for that lonely person. You have been there for that fatherless person. You have been there for that motherless person. When you need one, 20 will be available to you. In the name of Jesus. In the book of Psalm 113, verse 7, it said, he raised up the poor out of the dust. Listen, the world does not want the poor to come out of the dust. Hallelujah. He lifted up the needy out of the dunghill. This is the things that the enemy never planned. In my house this morning, we were talking with a young man, me and my wife. And in fact, before we were talking to the young man, we said, if not God, nobody ever sat me down and said, when are you going to school? What course are you going to do? And all I did was when I wake up myself to say, this is what I want to do. Even when I lost my way, when I miss it completely, to come back, in fact, when I miss it and I thought I was in the right way, nobody even corrected me. Until one day I woke up like the prodigal son and I said, I will arise and go back to the beginning. I will arise and go back to my father who has opportunity for everybody. Am I talking to somebody this morning? It is not too late for you to rise up. It's not too late for you to begin again. It is not too late for you to pick it up again, because God is our raiser. Hallelujah. He said he raises up the poor out of the dust and lift up the needy out of the dunghill. When you are in need of something, at times you are just there crying and everybody, have you broken down? If you are driving in Nigeria and you broke down and you are expecting anybody to wait for you, and every car is just driving past. Every car is just driving past, thinking maybe you are set up to attack them, and you are just there alone and say, God, when will somebody help me? Hallelujah. Where we grow up, there's no government to pick up your pieces. If you lose your father, it's like the whole world is crashed down. Hallelujah. In fact, you'll be lucky if your family did not say, it is your mother that killed your father. And the moment they tag your mother like that, which means you are not receiving any help. That means your mom will not receive, but you and your mom became a cast out. Hallelujah. And you know, we grew up in some environment that was never conducive. I was talking to one of my children and I said, if God had not helped people like us, we wouldn't be anybody. So when you see somebody to talk to you, somebody to advise you, thank God for it. Hallelujah. Give me verse 8, because I need to run through this quickly. I have very little. He said that he may set him with princes. Look at the people. Go back to verse 7. Please, I want everybody to look at this. Who are the people that are raised? The poor. What is the other one that is lifted? They need it. Okay, now go to verse 8. Where do they want to set them up with? With princes. Even the prince of his people. So he picked you from nowhere. And he's saying, though your color is black, though you don't have enough education, he said, I can still set you up with Williams. I can still set you up with the princes of this world. He said, you can still go to Dubai and the princes will be standing up for you. Am I talking to somebody? God is a raiser. I want to distinguish between a raiser and a helper today. And I'm going to be fast because the time is gone. We already have passed already. You know, the Bible said God is the ultimate raiser. Go and check from Genesis to Revelation. I'm going to build more on it next week. Everyone God raised up is not because they have history of where they are coming from. Am I talking to somebody? Does the history of Abraham suggest that he will be father of many nations? No. Does the history of David support that he will be king? No. Even does the history of Saul suggest that he will be captain of his people? No. God will just suddenly look at a man and then pick him up. Look at Psalm 75 verse 6. Hallelujah. Look at yourself and say, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. If you are not, don't talk. Eh?
I'm beautiful.
The Bible says you are wonderfully and beautifully created by God. You are looking good. Oh, you are looking good. Don't mind anybody is thinking otherwise. They are blind. They are blind. In Psalm 75 verses, it says, for promotion come neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Verse 7, it says, but God is the judge. He put down one and set up the other. Another version says, he put down one and raised up the other. God can raise you up wherever you are. And that is why we dedicate this month for you to know that your rising begins now. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care your mistake of the past. I don't care where you mistakenly threw it away. You can still pick it up. God can still help you. God can still set you out, sort you out. Please, I am begging somebody to know that God is the ultimate raiser. In Luke chapter 1, verse 52, he said, he has brought down ruler from their throne. Put it up quickly. He has put down the mighty from their seat. The New King James said, he has brought down the ruler from their throne and exalt them of low degree. People that nobody know about. He lift them up. That your marriage is not working is not your end. Am I talking to somebody? That you have no money in your account is not your end. Anything can change in a time of seconds. In a millisecond, things can turn around. Hallelujah. A good turning is coming for you today in the name of Jesus. Look at the story of Joseph. He was going from fry pan to fire. Everything was crunched down. From his father's love to his sibling hating him. From hating him to throwing him into the pit. Pulling him out of the pit, remove his clothes and sold him to the Mediterranean buying slaves. From there, go to the Potiphar's. When he got to Potiphar's house, he possibly will be thanking God. Thank you, Father. I'm not dead. I will pick it up again. Everybody loved me here. My boss loved me here. The woman of the house loved him too. Oh, everybody loved mommy even loved me. Not to know that mommy has ulterior motive. I mean, but from that love, all of a sudden, he seems to have been in prison. I bet it with you, no matter what you are going through, it's not the end. A change is coming. A change is coming. A razor will raise you up. The razor will raise you up in the name of Jesus. All of a sudden, somebody had a dream. What has the dream got to the fact that I'm in prison? When God wants to turn your life around, something unusual will just happen. Something you cannot explain will just happen. Hallelujah. I remember what gave me foothold in Swaziland. I was just somewhere, and then somebody was beside me, needed to send a text. Ordinary text on the phone. I don't have a phone. I mean, there was no mobile phone. There was no phone in Nigeria. So I was just there, just looking for a job. And this old man said to me, he said, oh, can you send me a text? That's my first time of sending a text. I said, yes, I can do anything. No. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ's strength. And immediately, I collect the phone. He said, there's a number I want you to send to me. And he was dictating it to me. I've been a letter writer in the village. Some of you don't know what letter writer position is in the village. When they will be dictating to you. They'll be dictating to you. You have to write it the way they say it. Hallelujah. And when you are reading it, you don't even know what to write. You are reading rubbish. Hallelujah. Amen. So, and I picked the phone and I sent the text. He said, oh, you know about computer? I said, yes, I know about computer. He said, come to my office. And that man introduced me to, he was the director of prison service. Mr. Dlamini, he became like a father to me. He introduced me to the king. I met through him, I met the prime minister, I met all the ministers just from do a text for me. I'm talking to someone. When God is about to set you up, he will use any form. And I'm saying this month, be ready for the lift up. Amen. Be ready for this take up. Amen. Now, let's differentiate two things. A raiser is somebody who will pick you and take you to the top. It's not. It doesn't care whether you are bigger than him. That's a raiser. A raiser will put you in a job. He will even introduce you to a job higher than his own job. He doesn't care. His own is to raise you up. A raiser will just look at a young child and be investing into that child. He's not expecting any feedback. That's a raiser. A raiser will do everything to make sure you are happy, you are settled where you are going. It's different from a helper. A helper will only help you when there's a need. And tomorrow it may be your worst enemy. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, in most cases, we mistake helper and raiser together. We call all of them helper. The raisers will stand by you. Whether you appreciate it or not, he's just doing his own for God. We are a helper. If we help you like this, if you ask for another help, it will begin to blast you for what he has done for you. What the one I did for you, because he was only sent to be a help for that one thing. They are the one, the moment you are promoted, they begin to get jealous. That's a helper. But a raiser does not care. A kind of raiser, sir, is, what's the name of this? Saul's son to David. Jonathan. Jonathan is a raiser. He gave his coat. He was protecting him at the expense of his own life. That's a raiser. A helper will only help you once and disappear. So I'm praying for you today that God will send you a raiser. Yeah. If there's anything we concentrate this month, is God send me a raiser. At every point in your life, you will see somebody will come like a razor. I remember at some point, a few, 2-3 years before I got married, I met this Mr. Moyo. He's a USC director. That's a razor. The moment he gets, he knows I'm by the office, he's coming down to pick me from the gate. He did all he could. That was a razor. Hallelujah. He doesn't know where I came from. He just stood like a father. On our wedding day, he was there as the chairman, just helping. So you come across some razor, he's already made. He doesn't care what I give to him. Till he died, I don't think I gave him anything. We only visited him once to just say thank him. Hallelujah. So I pray that heaven will send you a razor today in the name of Jesus. A razor will change the trajectory of your life. Razor will change the direction of your life. We just say, why not do it this way? Hallelujah. And we never be jealous. Hallelujah. Thank God for the church of God. Thank God for the church of God. A church should be a razor for people. Not every church is a razor. Because someone will tell you, I was reading something on Saturday. The lady said, my pastor promoted me. He asked me to sign a contract of 12 years. How do you sign the contract as a pastor? 12 years. Boaz to Ruth, those are razor. Boaz, we say, just leave something behind for that young lady. As he's coming, just leave. He was not interested in marrying Ruth. Even when Ruth went to his house, covered his leg and stayed, when he woke up, he didn't mess her up. He said, who are you? Why are you here? Hallelujah. He went to her before he married her. Some people would have advantage the lady. I'm going to find long power. Jesus is the ultimate razor. In John 5:8, Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat, and work. That is what razor is all about. Get up, pick up your mat, and work. God is calling you and me this month to become a razor. Hallelujah. You can do your little bit to raise people up. One of the way of raising people is to bring them to God. Am I talking to people? One of the reasons, listen to me. How many of you have been blessed in church? You, I'm not saying this church, maybe any church, you know, you have received one blessing or the other in the church. If you have not been there, what will happen? So, why not raise somebody? I know you don't have money to give to them. Why not bring them to God? Some of us, when you are praying for increase, you know, in my dream today, I'm just giving one or two people prayer point today. In my dream, I was praying, and the lady was praying. The lady has been waiting on the Lord. And she was praying, saying, Lord, I want our church to grow. Give me children that are the number of the church we increase. And I was, in that dream, what I was saying is an innocent prayer. But God had it because it's not even for our own intention. She's not praying, Lord, give me children so that people will know I can produce. He said, Lord, give me children so that at the church, I'm praying for people to increase. Lord, give me children so that this church will increase. So that my church, my children will add to the number. Hallelujah. Amen. There are so many ways you can pray. You think too much of yourself. At the same time, don't just go and raise somebody that God has not sent you to. 90% of our issues is we do things out of emotions. Hallelujah. Look at what the Bible says. Galatians 6:1. I need to drop this mic in another 1 minute. Time is gone. Galatians 6:1. Give me. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, resource such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, let thou also be tempted. Look at it. Somebody is offended by you in church. Instead of you depopulating the church, go to that person out of meekness. Oh, sis, you are not the one that is wrong. Sis, I'm sorry if I'm wrong. Or maybe the way I reacted, I'm sorry. You will win more souls for God than coming from the rooftop. I don't take an answer from anybody. If God did not take nonsense from you, where will you be? How many of us said that I don't take nobody trash for me? And you have thrown trash to Jesus. Hallelujah. May heaven help us today in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 31, 8 to 9. Proverbs 31, 8 to 9. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all, such as appointed for destruction. You only matter to those that need to be destroyed. Other one, leave it. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor, and the, stand for the weak one. Stand for the weak one. Stand for what is right. So, what are the characteristics of a razor? If you are writing any down, I'm going to give you 4 points, and I go. Number one, I'm not going to explain it. A razor is a visionary, is a visionaire. He sees beyond where you are, and he wants you to go beyond where you are. Number two, they are compassionate. They see you, they want to help you. They see you, they want you to be where they have never been, like the Good Samaritan. They don't want you to die. They are generous. A razor gives time, he gives resources, and gives encouragement. Number one, they are empowered people. They empower you. They would be tell with their word, they would tell you, you can do it. You can be this, you can be that. That is what a razor is. Please, I'm leaving it with you this month. Raise somebody. If you cannot, I'm not saying give money to raise somebody. I'm not saying go and begin to look for motherless people and fatherless people. But let your word raise somebody up. Encourage somebody. Encourage somebody. If somebody has not been in church before, they are discouraged, they want to tell them, call them, encourage them. Encourage them. Raise somebody up. When you see young children, encourage them by telling them what is true for the future. Not be saying, this one not my child. I don't want any child to talk rubbish to me. Hallelujah. a woman's son, that a community son. You know the community son? How many of you know what they call community children? We are community children. Community children, everybody beat you. They beat you. You eat everywhere. They said you are those are community children. This boy is a community, the mother and the son are community children. We everybody supporting. He now go and pierce 2 years and put earring. Huh? The first person that saw him gave him wototo. Do you know what is wototo? Do you know what is wototo? You don't know what is wototo. I pray you will never know. So the person gave him wototo, free. And he said within 1 week, that hole must be blocked. Before he finished, about 3, 4, 5 people are giving him wototo. You can't waste our resources. But all the time we have invested on you. That's what all of us should be for all our children. Listen, if we have given all the children in this church wototo, if all of you, they all know me, will I see Chinedu now? He will mess up. I will not slap his head. I will tell boy, if the father says something, I will double the father's self. Yes, sir. No. I will double the father, double the mother together. I said, no, this is our community children. We brought this boy together. Do you understand? That's a razor. A razor will not overlook. When you overlook a child, you are saying, if you want to destroy yourself, destroy yourself. Then you are not a razor. If you see my children, you don't correct them, you are my enemy. If you see my children do wrong and you walk past, you are my biggest enemy. Because I may not see. Hallelujah. When my boy started first misbehaving, they won't come to the house to do anything. Somebody will just call me. We saw so in this way. We saw this. I used to have an assistant pastor before. He beat Jesus for me one day. Beat him. Say he saw him kissing one guy. They are coming to youth meeting. And he got home to tell me. Before he finished, the man was crying with beating and biting. Listen to me. Those are razors. One day he will remember this. In fact, he still remember it. What I'm saying, a razor will correct you without thinking of what you will do to them. That's a razor. I'm not saying we should beat our children. I'm not saying that. These are good children. The Lord will help them. But even when you see an adult correct them, hey sis, you are a child of God. Sis, you don't need to finish the statement. If rapture should come now, what happened? It's enough. I can't allow somebody to abuse me. Oh, let her abuse you. Come and tell me. Thank God for this. Nobody has abused me. I'll beat you. Have I slapped anybody in this church before? I'm too gentle. My pastor is more gentle than me. Jesus. But God will get. Can we pray one prayer? Pray that Lord send me a razor. You are not there yet, though. Please hold on before you pray. Trump. Who will tell me the race that God sent to him? They are not a power. Elon Musk was a race out, not a power. He stood with him to the end. Those are race out. Elon Musk was not looking for position. No. He was just standing in the back. May God send you a power. May God send you a race. I'm not saying a razor. Who are standing with you, not for whatever they will gain, they are just saying no. This seat must make it this year. This bros must improve this year. This bros must have this thing this year. Rise on your feet today. This is our month of blessing. Only one prayer. Leave the enemy today. Leave the enemy. Just, Lord, send me. Mama, if God send a husband as a razor to a woman, you are settled. All your mistake, you will just laugh. When my wife do something, I just look at her. You understand? If they put your junior sister to you, will you kill her? You understand? I just laugh. Can you pray? Please. I'm praying for you. I need a razor. Listen to me. If one razor locate me in ministry, where I will be in another 6 months, you will open eyes. A razor can come to a ministry and say, go and look for anywhere they are selling. And it will build the hall and put everything there. Those are razors. Not the razor will say, and what will you give? What position will you give me? What ordination will you give me before I go? Children, please talk to God. I need a razor. Daddy, if a razor locate you, it will take you from where you are, train you to wherever you are going. What your father cannot do, will do it for you. That's a razor. Bow your head and say, Lord, I need a razor. There's somebody out here that you have appointed to raise my head up. Lord, this one send them to me, oh God. That razor that will raise me in my career, that will raise me in my finances, that will raise me in life. Send the razor to me. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, send the razor to me, oh God, this month. Let me have a razor this month, oh God. A razor from above. Lord, send them to me, oh God. Like brokandaya brokoto. Send me a razor, Lord. Send me a razor. Let somebody come to raise me, oh God. Somebody will not look at my mistake, look at my fault, but will be there to raise me up. Mighty Father, our Lord and our Father, we thank you this afternoon. Send us a razor, oh God. As an individual, send us a razor. As a family, send us a razor. As a church, send us a razor. Let this month be our month of raising, oh God, that something will change definitely in our life. Thank you, Mighty Father. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Amen and amen. Let's put hands together.